Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Kurt Drennan, he is the, and let me tell you about this. It's Computicket has reinvented itself by launching a virtual grocery vouchers in order to provide essential and innovative services during the COVID lockdown. So, Kurt Drennan, general manager at Computicket. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good to hear from you. So tell me, first of all, we absolutely love it when companies are agile and look into a situation and say, well, how could we pivot? How could we look at this whole situation somewhat differently? Obviously, Computicket relying on, in the past, I would have imagined primarily or only on bookings for events and things like that. Events have essentially all but ceased. You seem to be looking at something a little bit different. Tell us about that.
It came from a colleague who contacted us and said, you know, we need a mute vouchers to people in need. So we looked at the platform that we had in place and what we could do in order to distribute these vouchers. Right. So it was a really nice initiative that came forward where we could not just help ourselves but also help other people in the community. So it was a great idea, and it was a collaboration between not just ourselves but our partners at ShopRite and the colleagues all around the place to be able to pull this off.
So the idea behind it is I can go into Computicket and I can buy vouchers and give it to somebody to be able to use it at one of those stores. Is that the idea behind it?
I mean, in the initial stages of the lockdown, transportation and contact with friends and family was obviously limited. So we needed a mechanism that we could get these vouchers to people, to friends, to family in need very easily. So effectively you go onto the site, you choose the value of the voucher, and you put in the recipient's mobile number, and they will get the voucher directly onto their mobile phone.
I love that. And then they can go then, so then they'll take that, just using their phone, they'll be able to go to a ShopRite or one of those places and use that voucher to buy whatever it is that they need.
I mean, what we've also seen is an uptake from people overseas that are sending vouchers to people locally as well.
Of course. What a great idea.
I love that.
Yeah. And what have you seen happening? I mean, what are people doing in terms of value that they are, you know, and that's just out of curiosity. What kind of, voucher sizes are people buying?
It goes across the board. We sell vouchers from 50 Rand up to vouchers of 1,000 Rand. So obviously time of the month, we'll see, some of the larger vouchers as it gets towards the middle or end of the month, some of the values of the vouchers obviously reduce. But there's a nice consistent flow in the vouchers. And we're also seeing businesses take up the system as well in order to distribute food vouchers to their staff.
I was thinking that. What a fantastic idea for businesses. You know, people that, and you know that it's going to be used for something that people need. You know, when it's at one of those stores.
Yes, I think a lot of people wanted to make sure that people had food on their table, and it's a great way for people to ensure that actually happens.
Yeah, Sanati, what do you think?
It's absolutely a great idea, and actually very interesting that people from overseas can actually get that money to people that are in South Africa, or those vouchers. I think that's really, really amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting. Do you see this as something that is going to be long-term? Is this perhaps a shift, going to be a shift in human or consumer behavior where we start doing things like this? I mean, I'm even thinking it's a strange thing, but as a wedding present, Zanati, it's quite
I'm
a nice thing to do.
Gifts,
a young couple
yeah.
gets married and you give them a voucher from a store mm-hmm. that they can go and stock up and they can go and buy groceries.
Exactly.
What a lovely idea.
Or baby shower.
Baby shower as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a tremendous amount of applications, and you know, obviously starting off at a time where it's about the absolute need. People need food on the table. People aren't working. Staff are not necessarily coming into work. But I do see this as being a potential shift again in our behavior. You know, you used to go to a wedding and write a check. You know, you're not going to be, you don't do, I mean, we haven't really done that for a while. A lot of us don't like to, to do a transfer into somebody's account, it just makes us feel a bit, I don't know, it makes me feel uncomfortable. It does feel cheap, even though it's the same thing, but giving them a voucher where they can go and buy something like this from a store like that, I think is a lovely idea.
It is.
When did this launch, Kurt?
This launched in the beginning of April, so not long after lockdown actually commenced.
And have you seen a good uptake on it?
A very good uptake. Obviously, as the economy opens up, we see a slight slowing down in terms of the number of vouchers issued, but the drop-off is extremely small. So it's actually, as you were saying, we actually see this as a platform that will be used going forward, and will probably be extended to go beyond just vouchers for... Mm.
So Kurt, if somebody wants to do this, wants to buy, they just go onto the CompuTicket website?
Go to the CompuTicket site, they choose the virtual voucher, and as I said earlier, they choose the value, type in the recipient's mobile number, and it's as simple as that.
Absolutely awesome. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Fantastic initiative. I'm certainly going to look at it. That is Kurt Adrenan. He is the general manager at CompuTicket. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us. It is 8:45. I'm Howard Feldman. Good